Now I come to the 17th chapter, and the 17th chapter is quite a remarkable one. You have here a riddle and parable of two eagles, and they're given to us like this. I'm begin reading at verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable unto the house of Israel. And you remember this man, Ezekiel, he had to come at them in a strange, unusual way and say, Thus saith the Lord God, a great eagle with great wings, long wings, full of feathers, which had various colors, came unto Lebanon and took the highest branch of the cedar. He cropped off the top of its young twigs and carried into a land of trade. He set it in a city of merchants. He took also of the seed of the land and planted it in a fruitful field and placed it by great waters and set it like a willow tree. Now, what's the meaning of that? Well, this great eagle is none other than Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar, the present king of Babylon. And that's a figure that's used of them. Jeremiah used it in the 48th chapter, verse 40. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, he shall fly as an eagle and spread his wings over Moab. Now he's speaking there of Nebuchadnezzar. And Jeremiah again in the 49th chapter, verse 22, Behold, he shall come up and fly as the eagle and spread his wings over Bozrah. And you will recall that Daniel, he saw the Babylonian Empire rising up out of the sea, and it was in the form of a lion with eagle's wings. This is a picture of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he's coming, and he's going to crop the top of the tree. Well, who's the tree? It's the nation Israel, and specifically the royal house of David. He's going to clip it off. He's going to bring it to naught, and that's exactly what he did with Zedekiah, who actually was the uncle of Jehoiachin, and Nebuchadnezzar put him on the throne. And this man had made a covenant with the king of Babylon, and Jeremiah had encouraged him to do that. And now, who is the other eagle? Verse 7, there was also another great eagle with great wings and many feathers, and behold, this vine did bend its roots toward him and shot forth its branches toward him that he might water it by the furrows of its plantations. Now, this other eagle is Egypt. Egypt was still a great power, you see. But Nebuchadnezzar, you remember, he took Egypt. He destroyed the land of Egypt and made them subject to himself. And so this man, Zedekiah, he had made a covenant with the king of Babylon. He broke that covenant. He turned to Egypt. And I think it's interesting here, his branches leaned toward Egypt. And he was planted in the soil of Egypt and drew his strength from there. But there's not going to be any strength because Egypt is going down. Now, notice the message that grows out of that in verse 12. Say now to the rebellious house, know ye not what these things mean? Tell them, behold, the king of Babylon has come to Jerusalem, hath taken her king and her princes, and led them with him to Babylon, and hath taken of the king's seed, and made a covenant with him, and hath taken an oath of him. He hath also taken the mighty of the land. Now what happened? Verse 15, but he rebelled against him in sending his ambassadors into Egypt that they might give him horses and many people. Shall he prosper? Shall he escape that doth such things? Or shall he break the covenant and be delivered? Now, the very interesting thing is that Nebuchadnezzar, he kept his side of the covenant. And again, I call your attention to this. God's people broke their covenant, and that pagan nation kept their side of the covenant. What a picture. We see that today. Sometimes you find some of God's people, sometimes a church that's departed actually from the faith. They still carry Bibles, but they departed from the faith. And you can't believe them. And yet there are certain businesses today. This is a mean world we're in. But there's still a lot of unsaved men that are men of integrity. And certainly a child of God ought to be that. And God is holding his people to it. Now what's going to happen is this, that Nebuchadnezzar is going to come, and he's going to destroy Zedekiah. Verse 18, let me read this. Seeing he despised the oath by breaking the covenant, when, lo, he had given his hand and hath done all these things, he shall not escape. God says, I intend that he'll be judged for this. And I think today that the great many Christians, I'm not saying they're not saved, I'm just saying, I sure would hate to be taken to the woodshed someday as they're going to be taken because of the lives they've lived down here. This certainly was a judgment on this. Now notice verse 24, the last verse here. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and I've made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it. And you know, sometimes God lets a godless nation harass and actually destroy a so-called people that claim to be God's people when they've departed from him. Had it ever occurred to you, I don't care where we turn today in the world, and that's been true ever since we entered World War I, and that was the great breakdown of morals in this country, and the apostasy began in earnest in this country. And my friends, we haven't had very much of peace in this world, either internally or externally. There's been trouble everywhere. God says you don't get by with it. And he's talking here about a judgment